Body right at the start of the... Oh!
We should just motherfuck everybody to start the show. All right, boys and girls, another edition of the Black Flag Playbook. I am Bradley Sauce here, joined with Reagan Parent and Mason Dunn. And yeah, this episode we're going to be talking about motherfucking people. Starting with Bubba Wallace, who turned my weekend into shit very, very quickly. I would assume that most of the people that obviously listen to this show listen to the original Black Flag podcast, where I had mentioned that it was probably 25 to 30 laps to go. I just started looking
fucking
at
NASCAR swooped in and
the
cut Brad
NASCAR
feet.
App to see kind of see how what the gap was between Logano and Truex, because Logano was catching Truex, and I just wanted to see my fate before I watched it on television. And it got to the point where there was two laps to go, and I was like, all right, we're safe. He's got a 7/10, 8/10 of a second lead. So they were good for sure. So I just put my phone down and watched it all play out. So it hit even harder when Bubba turned Kyle and turned my weekend into shit very, very quickly. Obviously, I had Truex to win, Truex top three, Truex top five. And that didn't hit. So going off of that, the Richmond results, I went minus $45. Nothing like a little $1,200 swing for the kid with two laps to go, for a new total of minus $1,702 on the year. Again, these are all based on all of the bets that we have given out on this show and made official, $100 towards them. So yeah, my total is now minus $1,702. Instead of being minus, like, I don't know, 400, which would have been a lot cooler. Reagan went plus $480 for a new total of minus $85 on the season. So pretty close to that zero number, not even to a full unit. And Mason went positive for $55 for a new total of minus $2,520. And aside from the Scott Fowler lock of the week hitting, shit kind of hit the fan for me. So, how was your weekend in Richmond, fellas?
Fuck Blaney. First, he was just a non. Boucher, I mean, a non-factor too. His teammate tried to use Josh as a weapon to wreck him on the last little restart there. Had a great view of Larson spinning towards the inside wall. I was right in front of Josh's pit. So, I just turned and saw Blue coming at me and making the last-minute turn. I thought he was destroyed there for a second. But Pops had fun in the pits. That was his first time. And damn, just shy on that Dradson top 10 too. Just shy.
If we were only going off Xfinity bets this year, I think I'd be well into the positive. And I feel like Xfinity's the only reason why I'm even close to being even this year. Because this weekend I absolutely smashed with Corey Heim. I had Corey Heim for a top 5. Should have taken him for a top 3. Probably could have even almost won the race.
If his pit crew didn't fuck him, it was actually insane to see going. I was obviously paying attention to our picks throughout the race and seeing that Mason had a Taylor Gray top five at plus 225, but a Corey Heim one was plus 650. Like, that is crazy, crazy odds for a guy that has 100% more starts in the Xfinity series than Taylor Gray going into that race.
Well, have you? Yeah. Fast forward a little bit. Have you looked at Quapples for this weekend? The books are having like PTSD from Josh and taking all the value out of him already.
Yeah, I did see that they had him, I think it was like plus 130 for a top five. I'm like, what are we doing here? I think that was on DraftKings, but that's kind of wild. Couple hits, obviously, for Taylor Gray and Corey Heim, both finishing the top five, as well as Chandler Smith was the Scott Fowler lock of the week. He went out there and won, and I did hear from Scott Fowler. Scott with 1T Fowler did say that he placed a $100 bet on that one, and it did hit. So look at that.
We'll have to see.
Paying off,
paying off to sponsor the show. And then going into Sunday, like I said, I have nothing else to add other than I stated on last week's show that I would not bet on Ryan Preece for a top 10. If he didn't finish in the top 10, he was never – I don't even know what happened. First stage, he was actually kind of close. He was like 10th or 11th, following right behind Noah, and then he was just nowhere to be found. running in the 30s for the rest of the day, and Noah was still knocking on the door of the top 10. So unfortunately, me betting on Ryan Preece is suspended until further notice. And like I said, I only had Truex for the rest of my bets. So tough.
We need to come up with some kind of a shit list. Just Sheldon Creed, Ryan Preece. Just start it there and then fill it out. The KMA list. Kiss my ass list.
Yeah, for sure.
Race this past weekend, when that caution came out, not only was Brad upset, I was upset. I had two bets that we were going to cash at the time. I also had Martin Truex for the top three with Brad. We were riding with that together. And I had Josh Berry for a top 10. When that caution came out, he was in ninth place. I fired a text in our group chat and I said, if Josh Berry doesn't finish in the top 10 because of this yellow, I am going to be pissed. It wasn't 5 minutes later, one of our pals, Ryan, who listens and always comments on these, replied back and he said, that's tough, because he finished 11th.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ryan's, I did see our boy Blanchard. Gave him a shout out. Talked to him in the pits.
That's
wrong, good. Ryan.
Same guy.
Of a Ryan.
That's fine. And before we go too much further, obviously we're going to be, and I will say that there are some odds that are just, you're going to have to go with them. But I got a gripe against Caesar's Sportsbook, and we have a bit of an issue, right? So going off of obviously last week, personally, couple hundred dollar swing on Truex not winning. For the playbook factor, over $1,000 right down the shitter when Bubba spun Larson for that last caution, couple laps to go. But Caesar's Sportsbook, right? So, and I want to preface this by saying it was a $5 bonus bet and it paid $70. So it's not like I lost the house, that my wife's gone with the dog and the kids. Like it wasn't, the world's not falling. But I will say, this is the gripe that I have. Sitting at the desk after the terrible beat with Martin Truex Jr., see a $5 bonus pop up. I'm like, all right, $5 is $5. I'm going to make a little parlay because why not? You know, usually I just do like a quick, like a something that's like plus 100, just make it a $10 bill. And then I just try to, you know, parlay it from there. But instead, I'm like, you know, I'm going to make a big, big parlay on the first baseball game today. You know, the gambling gods, if they are out there, they owe me one and they know it, right? So the parlay that I make, it's the Atlanta Braves versus the Chicago White Sox. It is Charlie Morton to record six or more strikeouts. It is Ozzie Albies total hits over a half, so just one total hit. It is the Atlanta Braves and Chicago White Sox over 7.5 total runs. Ronald Acuna Jr., plus 1.5 total bases in the game. And then Atlanta Braves to win by over 3.5. And Yoan Moncada total hits over a half, right? So all six of those in the parlay, it was $5 to win $70. And I'm not trying to make this sound like it was way more money. But if someone's standing there and they say, do you want $70? Or do you not want $70? You're always going to fucking take the $70, right? So I'm watching this play out on the box score. I'm watching the live deal. And I'm like, holy shit, all of these are hitting. The only thing I need now, I think they were up by 4, then they were up by 6. I'm like, all I need now is the total to be over. So I'm refreshing the page, and I see delay in the 9th. Top of the 9th, there's a weather delay. I'm like, I don't know what that fucking, you know, I don't know how bad it is, whatever, but like, I mean, I'm sure everything's going to, you know, be fine. They're up by 9 runs. It's 9-0. So I wake up the next morning, I look, and Caesars voided my bet. They paid out a different bet that was a parlay of the Braves, -1.5, and it was, I don't remember, the Cubs or something, -1.5. It was a parlay. They paid out the half that would have paid for the Cubs, which was still like doubling your money, I guess. So I so happened to contact Caesar's help desk, and it said Abraham has connected to the chat, and immediately I knew that we were going to get nothing done today. So I'm like, hey, Mr. Abraham, Lincoln, if you will. I was like, I used one of yourselves on a bet, a parlay, six legger. And it would have paid $70. And I want to know why it didn't pay. And he goes, and I quote, "Well, they ended the game early due to rain." I said, "They ended the game in the middle of the ninth inning. The only inning that they didn't play was the bottom of the ninth." And he's like, "Well, they
don't play anyway."
Right. And he was like, "Yeah, so they didn't finish the game." I said, "They were up by 9 runs. I had them to win by 4. They were up by 9. And the game went final." What, like, and he's just like, "Yeah, they didn't finish the game. The game never ended, so it's just void." What? The game? No, the game is actually ended. There's a F next to it now. And they won by 9 fucking runs. And so he's like, "Well, you know, the market closed when the rain came." What the fuck does that mean? I was like, so I sent him the other screenshot. I'm like, "Hey, you paid me out for this bet. Why didn't I get paid out for every leg that hit?" Literally every leg in this parlay hit. And if you want to say that that one's void, whatever, pay me out for the rest of them. So you know what they did? They're like, "Customer service will contact you within 24 hours. Been 72 hours, haven't heard shit. So fuck Caesars Sportsbook, use DraftKings Sportsbook. And until further notice, they are on suspension with the likes of Ryan Preece, Sheldon Creed, dead to me, 100%. And yeah, I mean, that's all I really have to say. I mean, I felt like that might've been a little bit long winded, but still had to kind of go through, you know, the trials and tribulations of what it takes to try to get some money after losing out on a lot of money because of Bubba Wallace. So that being said,
change my website that I'm currently on.
Yeah, well, you know, and like I'm saying, like sometimes you have to use them. There's odds I really like on Caesars this week, but I'm gonna try to just start pushing towards DraftKings. I will say they gave me a couple bonuses for home run people to hit home runs the next day. It was like to boost it by like 30% or something. And back to back games, I hit a guy to hit a home run, and I boosted my account from like $10 to $70. And honestly, you know, as long as I have a little bit to gamble this weekend, I'll be all right. I won't be too mad about my $5 bonus bet, but that's fucking bullshit. All right. So going into this weekend, we got the Trucks and the Xfinity and the Cup Series all at the Paperclip. They're racing at Martinsville, and the notables in the Truck Series, the 1 is William Sawalich, the 7 is Sammy Smith, the 45 is Caden Honeycutt, and the 66 is fucking somebody. Waters. Very well might be.
VH Supercar.
Oh, good for him. Last race out for the Trucks, Corey Heim won over Taylor Gray, Ty Majeski, Connor Zilich, and Ross Chastain. And last year at Martinsville, Corey Heim won over Kyle Busch, Zane Smith, Ty Majeski, and Tanner Gray. Average running position in the Martinsville race last year for the Trucks, Corey Heim and Kyle Busch each had a 2, Zane Smith a 3, Tanner Gray 4, Ty Majeski, Ben Rhodes 6, Christian Eckes 7, Matt DiBenedetto 8. And fastest laps in the race last year, Corey Heim 20, Kyle Busch 12, Zane Smith 9, Tanner Gray 3, Majeski, Eckes, Thompson, and Perez 2, Colby Howard and Timmy Hill 1. Laps led in the race last year, Corey Heim 82, Kyle Busch 37, Zane Smith 5. Mason, you want to take the people through your metric?
Yeah, it's time in the metric. Corey Heim leads us off with a 1.84. That's definitely one of the best scores we've seen. Taylor Gray comes in second, 6.01. Majeski third, 6.81. Rhodes with a 9.61. And Sawalich tied with a 10.19. Because the one car truck has been very good, but I don't know how I trust him. Let me round out with Tanner Gray, Christian Edges, Ty Dillon for some reason, Grant Infinger, and Nick Sanchez. But note about Cam Waters, this is Ford's attempt to find the fire in the woods that is the V8 Supercars, that is the SVG. An interesting choice bringing him to Martinsville for his first run, but hey, you've heard people like Marcus Ambrose talk before about the breaking points in Martinsville and how it's very similar to road course racing. This guy might be able to get after it in the 66 car that's used to just running into people. Trump.
And if it's anything like, SVG's last time out at the road course, he had a ton of fun just banging, Nerf bars, fucking fenders, I guess, with the
radiators.
Yeah, radiators blowing that thing out with Austin Hill. So
first of all, glory to God.
And with any sort of, I guess with all faith, I can say that the truck race is probably going to be a shit show at Martinsville. It seems like it plays out like that a lot. Haven't been able to find any odds on the truck race yet, which is surprising considering the race is 2 days away. But I don't know how you go against anyone other than Corey Heim.
So Caesars, surprisingly, has Sammy Smith as the favorite. The seven truck is strong. I don't know if Sammy has many truck races under his belt. So Sammy's a plus 300. Then you have Etkus at plus 400. And then you get to Heim at plus 450. And it's Majesty, Rhodes, Taylor Gray are the rest of your top six. If you like a Raja Carruth, he's plus 2,800. If you like a Tyler Ankrum, he's plus 1,500. Same as Lane Riggs. Some other notables. I don't hate a Caden Honeycutt. He's plus 15,000. That's probably that's definitely a long shot, but I mean, I'm looking at him for a top five because
it's on Caesars under other Brad.
Yeah, I know, I found it.
I did not until now.
They fucked that up. They fucked that up for sure. Under definitely. The truck series, it just has a champion, and then you got to go to other down at the bottom for a different type of motorsports, I guess.
Once you get to Lil Matt Mills or Ty Dillon, just stop looking. Is it, you know, Stephen Malazzi a plus quarter mil? Nah.
Man, they have right into this right now. Give me Corey Heim to win at plus 450.
That's exactly where I'm going with this. This is actually kind of crazy looking at the top five finish or for a top five finish bet. There's four guys that lead the way. Like Mason kind of just mentioned the same names: Sammy Smith, Christian Eckes, Corey Heim, Ty Majeski. But then you have really good odds on everyone from there on back. Ben Rhodes is the next one at plus 185. So you're looking at pretty much around that plus 200 range for a lot of guys, and that just. I wouldn't really be going out on a limb, I guess, for saying that one of the top four guys probably won't finish in the top five. So you're looking at a couple of these guys at least sneaking in there, and there's going to be some really good value on those guys. But yeah, Corey Heim, I've had him written down since I went back and watched last year's Martinsville race. So plus 450 is kind of surprising, actually, for the price, but definitely like that a lot.
You guys make me want to switch to Sammy, but we're group riding again in the Toyota camp. Corey Heim, I love it. And you might see him some more on my list this week.
That'd be impressive if we hit two group rides back to back.
Is it too early to lock this up? Is the Scott Fowler lock of the week right now?
No, I think that we should just probably do that.
Seven trucks stout though, and so is Christian, and so is Ty.
Smith has zero truck starts at anything other than Daytona.
The quality of the field alone in the truck series should just make this the lock of the week.
I mean, we can go with it for sure. I'll go ahead and stick my top three bet in here because it's a guy that I've shied away from. It's a guy that we've joked about, but even though he's the low man on the number pool, I'm going to go with Christian Eckes for a top three at plus 120. Play it a tick safe on that one. And watch him win.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play it too far out from where you went, but I'm going Ty Majeski top three plus 170.
I'm only taking a top five. I'm gonna take Lane Riggs for a top five at plus 190.
Lane is that low? Yeah, he's been good here in the late mile stock. I mean, you know, I'm going to shy away from Taylor Gray because the last time I saw him in Martinsville, he went flipping off of turn two in a late model. Did a little Timmy Tumble and a barrel roll. I mean, you got a lot of late model experience in this field, but I'm looking down the list, a guy I've picked before, but the number is just too tempting. Caden Honeycutt at plus 1,500 in a Nice truck for a top five. Give it to me all day. And then on the side off the record, I'm going to put $5 on Cam Waters for a top five because plus 10,000 is just too fucking good.
I don't even know who that is.
He's so like there's basically every V8 supercar race I've watched, you basically had three guys at the front just dogfighting. It was SVG, Brody Chastecki, and Cam Waters in the Monster Energy car. He's a dog. I don't know how this shit will translate to a truck, but I'm, you know, if you tell me plus 10,000 to beat half, you know, most of these scrubs, I'll take it for at least a couple bucks. It's not an official show pick, but I'm going to put some money on.
Yeah. Man, so let's see. I'm trying to find a top five. So I only had the top two, those first two that I already mentioned, Corey Hind the win and Ty Majewski top three written down. But there are some kind of crazy odds that are out here for a top five.
I mean, Bailey Curry plus 1,100 is good.
That's exactly where I'm looking at. Yeah,
Jake Garcia can shine in Martinsville. And you never know what's going to happen. We might have a 25 to go. Dean Thompson does something just flat ignorant and wrecks half the field. Or Stephen Malazzi dits in the way being lapped for the 83rd time and wrecks half the field.
I mean, like, it's crazy to look at Stuart Friesen plus 800 for a top five. I mean, like, he's, you know, he's obviously super hit or miss, but I'm kind of tossed up between him and Bailey Curry because, you know, I think that Bailey Curry is probably the safer bet. I mean, like, looking at Stuart Friesen's history at Martinsville, he's only finished inside the top five once, but he's finished sixth three times. So, I mean, that's got to – it's got to stand for something, but unfortunately, the last sixth place finish that he had was in 2020, and he's been kind of outside of that ever since. 13th and 17th, 30.
They're both tracking pretty comparably for the season. No top fives and an average finish of within 0.2.
Yeah.
So it's hard to give one the advantage, but I think Nice has good notes here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth the gamble. Plus 1,100. I mean, that's going to make her. I mean, that could make the whole weekend. So give me Bailey Curry for a top five. I don't know. I just feel like that the with the truck that he has and how much of a shit show this could turn into, he could have a fucking 12th, 13th place run the entire day and then just sneak out a top five at the end. So that'll close out my truck slate. Corey Heim to win. Ty Majewski top three. Well, plus 450 for Corey Heim to win. I think it was 170 for Ty Majewski for a top three over on Caesars, and then 1,100 plus 1,100 for Bailey Curry for a top five.
We're riding the Corey Heim train, and then I've got Etches for a top three at plus 120, and Caden Honeycutt for a top five at plus 1,500. I think Honeycutt's riding some momentum right now. I like what he's putting down.
I'm very excited for us to start talking about the Xfinity series because there might be a group ride again. We'll get into the notes here. Reagan, you want to give the people your truck?
Yeah, I am.
I saw my Xfinity pick. I got kind of excited.
I am also on Corey Heim, and I have Lane Riggs for a top five plus 190.
All right.
I don't hate it.
Going on to the Xfinity Series at Martinsville, the notables of 07 is Myatt Snyder. The 19 is Taylor Gray. 20 is Eric Almirola. 26 is Corey Heim. The 88 is Carson Kvapil, or Quapple, if you want to go with that one. Last race out, Chandler Smith won over Eric Almirola, Taylor Gray, Corey Heim, and Jesse Love. In the last year at Martinsville, John Hrnemacek won over Sammy Smith, Cole Custer, Josh Berry, and Brandon Jones. Average running position in the race, Hrnemacek had a 1, Sammy Smith and Cole Custer 3, Daniel Hemric 6, Brandon Jones 7, Chandler Smith and Riley Herbst with a 9, Josh Berry 10, Derek Kraus 11. Fastest laps in the race, John Hunter Hrnemacek had 62 fastest laps over Josh Berry's 26, Sammy Smith's 21, Cole Custer's 18, Sam Mayer 7, Brandon Jones, Daniel Hemric, Riley Herbst all with 4, and Allgaier and Hill 3. Laps led last year, John Hrnemacek 198, Josh Berry 27, Austin Hill 8, Sammy Smith and Justin Allgaier 6, Cole Custer 5. And Mason, you want to take the people through your Mason's Metric Top 10?
Yeah, shocker here to me a little bit, but not entirely. Eric Almirola is P1 with a 4.62, followed by Chandler with a 5.85, Cole Custer 7.13, Austin Hill 7.73, and Sammy Smith 9.1. And rounding out the top 10, Taylor Gray, Corey Heim, SVG, Parker Kligerman, and Josh Williams. I didn't look at this stat for the trucks. I kind of wish I did now, because I remember you said on the main show, whoever gets the pole, just hammer them. The pole sitter has not won the Xfinity race since 87. Now, that's a weird stat because there's a long period of time where they didn't race here. And in the Cup Series, it hasn't been since Jimmy Johnson did it twice in 2013. And then Ford hasn't won here since Kenny Wallace in 94.
Holy shit.
JRM and JGR have just held serve for the last seven races. With a pretty even split in the wins. Other than that, I mean, Eric Almirola has his last eight starts in the Cup Series here. He put up, for him, good numbers. So he's, I'm not looking past him the way I did this time last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if we're all going to be on the same page on this one. But, yeah, surprise. For me, at least, last week was Eric Almirola going out there and being probably the most dominant car. I would think that he had a little bit better car over Chandler Smith, but Chandler Smith finally got the track position, was able to capitalize, and Eric's car kind of went away late in the run. But going into Martinsville, heard his name. I was already kind of leaning this way, but then the guys on DBC really blew him pretty good. And Eric Almirola to win, plus 320 over on DraftKings. I emphasize DraftKings, use DraftKings instead of Caesars. Plus 320 to win. I think I'm going to just ride with another favorite this week and hope for the best.
Was he featured on Masters of the Top tonight on FS2?
I didn't get to tune in. I went to go get an ice cream cone and suck that instead. So I'm not really sure what was going on FS2.
I think... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Ray. I'll let you go.
I'm going to stick in the same camp as Brad. I'm going to go somewhere where Brad won't go, however. Somebody who's had a lot of problems so far to start the year. Hopefully he can turn it around at this racetrack. Give me Sheldon Creed at plus 1,000. Hopefully this week we show up. All the mechanical issues we've struggled with all year all fixed.
He doesn't smash the bumper into the tire.
Yeah, finished second here in the fall in the two car last year.
Ran from second to first to second in one corner.
Yep. Could have made the playoffs.
Could have, would have, should have.
Advanced. Could have advanced. Sorry for cussing. Advanced.
Yep. I thought you were going Chandler. I thought you were going to go back to back because you said same camp, and I was going to be like, I'm going with his cousin, his fake cousin. I'm going Sammy Smith at plus 1,000. It's been a minute since the 8-car won here. But it's time for JRM to even the score with JGR over the last 8 years and lock who did some laps on Friday night and be ready to lock himself into the playoffs come Saturday.
I don't hate it. Let's see, who am I going? Oh, I'm going with so I was kind of tossed up between Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier. They come in at the same odds for a top three. I think I'm just going to go with Cole Custer, though. A little bit more, I don't know, just a little bit more faith in Cole, and his car looks sick this week, and that's half the battle.
So what I alluded to a minute ago with seeing Corey's name again, and I thought about going the full Monty, the full six-foot ladder like Brad did with Truex last week, but I'm going to do the Corey Heim ladder for top three. And top five, I'm getting the odds now. He's a plus 500 for a top three and a plus 240 for a top five. I like the latter. Give me Corey on both of those.
Plus 800 for a top three and plus 350 for a top five on DraftKings. DraftKings, the superior sportsbook.
No DraftKings. Please send us free bets.
Love that. Oh, Reagan, have you given a top? You give a top three.
I've only given a winner so far.
You got a top three.
I'm not. I'm going to go with the guy who ran third all last year. Good for a top three. Give me Cole Custer at plus 200.
There we go. Little group ride. That worked out really well last week. Going on to a top five, though. Guy that's pretty far down for someone that had a hand in last year's race.
Lance Honeyman.
No. Had a hand in last year's race, how it played out. Kind of a little bit of a piss baby move always on his part, I feel like. Guy that I don't necessarily cheer for. But I like his spotter, and I like his odds this week. Austin Hill, plus 300 for a top five. Felt like he was kind of criminally underrated there, kind of behind a couple guys that I think that he should have been ahead of.
Yeah, I don't really understand him being behind Mayer, Quapel, Herbst, Jones.
Yeah. You couldn't catch me dead picking Brandon Jones over Austin Hill anywhere. Doesn't matter where it is. They could be racing at Beech Ridge and avoiding potholes. I don't give a shit.
I was hoping to see, maybe DraftKings has it, a poll bet. Because I was like, oh, maybe we should just hammer Parker Retzlaff to win back-to-back short track polls and then finish out of 15th or wherever he finished.
Can you imagine what that would have paid? That would have been like a plus 10,000.
That would have been huge. Where are some other places you guys see value? I know I have a decent head-to-head bet. A decent little slate of them. We gotta give the people some value.
See, the problem is that there's nothing that catches my eye past Austin Hill for a top five. I mean, like I said, I don't know.
Corey Heim to go back to back for a top five, plus 350.
Yeah, I mean that boys in SHR, the other SHR.
That would probably be about as far as I'd go. I mean, AJ Allmendinger's plus 350. That's kind of a hit or miss one.
How do we feel about Riley?
Honestly, I like Riley Herbst this week for a top. I don't know. I think he's going to be knocking on the door of a top five if he's not in the top five the entire day. But he strikes me as a nice seventh place run.
So I'll say, and you guys saw it on the notes if you read down there. I kind of took, there's four head-to-heads on Caesars. And if you take Jesse Love over Sam Mayer, which I think we all feel good about, Austin Hill over Riley Herbst, which we might feel on the fence about. That could go either way. Custer over Allgaier, and SVG over Matty D. Who doesn't feel good about that? It's plus 1,229.
Damn.
I don't hate that. The only one I'm worried about is Hill and Herbst.
That's the only one I'd really be worried about as well. I wish that the odds were a little bit better for SVG over Matty D. Because that, yeah. God, would I love to be able to bet on that and have the odds be, you know, minus 130 even. They're minus 180, so not a ton of value there just with that one alone. But that one would have been on the old bet slip if the odds were a little bit more in my favor. I just love fading Matty D. It's just something about it. But no, I don't know that there's a ton more value. I mean, like if you really don't feel good about Eric Almirola or Chandler Smith, which I don't know how you would, there is a ton of value for a winner pick. I mean, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world if Sheldon Creed went out there and won. Sounds weird saying that because he's never won a race and he's driven like shit all year. But I mean, even like in Austin Hill to win plus 2,500, like that's fucking, that seems like that's kind of crazy. He was about to win the race last year in the fall. I think that there was a little bit of pit strategy that played into it, but he had an average running position of 10.6. So, I mean, he ran in the top 10 for most of the day at least. So I don't know. And I don't hate Sammy Smith either. I was thinking about taking Sammy Smith, but last year he was in the 18, and at least up until Sheldon Creed got behind the wheel, that seemed like it was a bit of an upgrade over a JRM car. So, I don't know. Like I said, I like Cole Custer for a safe bet, plus 200, top three. Reagan, obviously, on that one as well. But Yeah, I got Eric Amarola to win. He's the favorite, kind of chalk picks the first two. Actually, I'm glad that Corey Heim wasn't the favorite, because I would have felt like a little bitch going with three favorites. I don't think I'm leading that way, but Eric Amarola to win, plus 320 over on DraftKings. Cole Custer top three is plus 200 on DraftKings and Caesars. And Austin Hill top five is top three on both DraftKings and Caesars as well, surprisingly.
Yes, yeah, so I'll run through mine. I got Sammy Smith at plus 1,000 on Caesars to win. He's not better on DraftKings. There, I'm at 900. And then Raheem timing it for the 3 and 5. Like, I literally thought about doing the whole win all the way through. He's plus 2,800 to win on DraftKings. I think Toyota's put a lot into him. Sam Hunt Racing's putting a lot into him. This, you know, I'd love to see him get a full season in that 26 car for both him and the team, but he's a plus 800 for a top three and a plus 350 for a top five.
And then I have Sheldon Creed to win at plus 1,000. Cole Custer for a top three at plus 200, riding with Brad again. And Corey Heim for a top five at plus 350, riding with Mason on that one.
All right, we're on to the Cup Series. Let's see, we got... notables of 16 is going to be Josh Williams, and the 66 is certainly somebody.
Yeah, so it's somebody getting the fucking way and probably bring out a caution and
give him
Martin
the win.
Truex cry again over a restart.
Yeah, fuck Martin Truex. Last race out, Denny Hamlin fucking won the race over Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Martin Truex, and Chase Elliott. Last year in this race, Kyle Larson won over Logano, Truex, Hamlin, and Briscoe. In the average running position in the race, Chase Briscoe and Eric Almirola had a 5. Denny Hamlin and Daniel Suarez had a 6. Kyle Larson and Kevin Harvick, 7. Tyler Reddick, 8. Alex Bowman, 12. Fastest laps in the race, Chase Briscoe, 51. Almirola, Kevin Harvick, 36. Denny Hamlin, 30. Kyle Larson, 28, Alex Bowman and Ryan Preece, 25, Tyler Reddick, 18, and Ross Chastain, Martin Truex, 16. Laps led, Ryan Preece, 135, Chase Briscoe, 109, Denny Hamlin, 36, and that's the Ross Chastain stat with a 31 laps led in the race last year. Kyle Larson, 30, Joey Logano, 25, Kevin Harvick, 20, Dan Suarez and Brad Keselowski, both with 7. And Mason, you want to take the people through the metric for the Cup Series?
Yeah, kind of no surprise. Your winner from last week in Virginia native, Denny Hamlin, leads us off at a 2.9. And it's Larson with a 3.4, Truex with a 4.3, Logano 5.19, Chuck Elliott 8.3. I think that's his first time in the top five this season. And then we ran out with Bell, Buescher, Dradson, Bristow, Blaney. All of the B's all grouped together. This feels like this could be the week for Stuart Haas. They've been good here.
It does. Before you jumped on, I did tell Reagan that kind of bummed me out that I wasn't able to pick Ryan Preece this week, because I said that I would never pick him again after last week. But, I mean, if he just goes out there and lays down a good qualifying lap like he did, like I said, and what I said on the actual show was, in terms of the Cup Series, like if you go out there and you're one of the top five fastest in qualifying, I got to assume with the pit stall that you get and just the advantage that you have with the limited passing, you should be halfway good. So if Preece can go out there and do that again, I'd feel pretty good about him for a top 10. I think the odds are a little bit better than I think I'm going to end up going with for a top 10. But anyways, the Fords themselves should kind of shine, which is weird to say. You know, even looking at the stages last year, you know, Preece won stage one over Eric Almirola and Tyler Reddick. And then stage two was won by Kevin Harvick over Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin. Briscoe ran in the top 5 for both of the stages last year, which is kind of surprising to me, because going to a short track, I certainly don't think about Chase Briscoe, and Kevin Harvick was 6th in stage one, and then, like I just mentioned, 1 stage two. So the Fords do seem to be kind of the way to go this week. And there's just no one in the Stuart Haas camp that I feel that great about.
And the value is gone.
Yeah, and Joey Logano or, you know, Ryan Blaney are probably the two that I'd be leaning towards. But, you know, I've been to Martinsville before, and just off the races that I've watched, Ryan Blaney's been really strong, and I'm going to end up going with him for a winner bet. And I actually found it the best odds earlier. I couldn't find the odds, actually. I don't remember on, I think it was Caesars. So I had to dig deep. I'm going to be in Massachusetts this week passing through. But ESPN bet actually had Blaney to win at plus 750, which is a little bit better than the other books. So give me Ryan Blaney to go out there and win a race, which honestly, I honestly feel like it might be a good thing, but this week I don't really feel good about that bet at all.
I'm tempted to run it back with Larson. He was good at Richmond. It's the 40th anniversary paint schemes. It's Hendrick at Martinsville. We know the history. We know all the shit everybody's, you know, you hear every time with where they started, the plane crash, all of it. 750 is great. They're great odds. And I'll probably throw a few bucks on it, but I think I'll pivot internally and go with the Rudy Feudal prepared machine of William Byron at plus 1,200 on DraftKings.
Mm.
Shout out Ben Dodge.
Interesting. Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm making some pick changes on the fly.
Mason had me thinking I might have to change my pick here, but give me Kyle Larson to win at plus 750 in that beautiful red and white and whatever greenish color it was, number five this weekend.
I like the way they took just their normal schemes and added that red. I will say, from seeing it in person, whoever the fuck designed the quarter panels on Chase Elliott's car, the Hooters logo was literally the size of a bumper sticker you put on your car on the quarter panel. I don't know why. It looked horrible. He was pinning. I think it was the wet tire change, and I looked over and I was like, what in the actual shit is that? That's horrible.
Oh, man. I have a top three bet that I don't feel great about either, but I was trying to make some changes on the fly and kind of get Larson in there, because Larson is plus 200 for a top three, and that seems like that's a pretty good bet if you want something that's kind of safe value. But I'm going to pivot and go with a guy that came in on the Mason's metric for a top five that you said was kind of surprising. I'm going to go with Chase Elliott for a top three. And I had mentioned earlier that there was really good odds on Caesars plus 450 for a top three. And I know it's a little bit of a stretch, but it's one of his better tracks. Obviously missed the spring race last year. And he was 350 over on DraftKings, 450 on Caesars. So give me Chase Elliott for a top three plus 450.
This feels like one of those weeks where you're sitting at the end going, the fits is in, because it could be all 400 cars just running 1, 2, 3, 4. A Dover, yeah. You know, repeat a Dover.
I wouldn't hate it. As long as Chase is one of the top three.
I'll take Larson for the top three. I'm gonna cut Reagan. I looked down at Logano. I'll admit I thought about Blaney, but he pissed me off last weekend. And Bell crossed my mind too. But I'll go with what I just said. I think it'll be Larson and Blaney. I mean, Larson and Byron. Looking like Jimmy and Jeff a couple years back, battling for the win.
Now, I have a big lead right now in the standings between the three of us.
Lead, which means
of leeway to take some swings here. And taking swings, we're either going to go for big gains or small losses. Give me Josh Berry in that number four car for a top three at plus 800.
God, I should just bet on knowing what you're going to pick.
That would pay pretty decent.
I would love it. I'll drive. I'll piss my wife off and drive to Martinsville to party after that. It's only a 5-hour drive from here. It's fine.
It's only a top three. It's not that hard.
It's really killing my vibe that Caesars doesn't have top five bets up yet.
They have the combination bets, the both the finish and the all to finish.
Right, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Oh man. So actually, I was gonna go with. I mean, I guess I might as well at this point. I was gonna go with a Chase Briscoe top five, plus 275 over on DraftKings. But Caesars sometimes sneaks in a little bit better odds, like I mentioned with the Chase Elliott one. Chase Elliott and Chase Briscoe both to finish in the top five is plus 1,000 over on Caesars. I don't know that I want that to be official, though, because that's a parlay, and that's tough. That's asking for a lot. So I guess I'll just go with a Briscoe top five, plus 275, like I just mentioned, over on DraftKings. Had the most fastest laps last year. That's got to account for something. 51 of the fastest laps in the race. So he finished, like I mentioned earlier, he finished fifth in stage one. He finished second in stage two. Talking about Stuart Haas, talking about Hendrick. I was honestly going to go with William Byron. Got to mix in a little bit of Ford. I will say Joey Logano for a top five plus 135. Seems like that might be a little bit of a lock. A little bit more certain than a Briscoe one, but when you're this far in the shitter, you got to start taking a little bit more swings. So give me Chase Briscoe top five plus 275.
Man, I want to go back to the well with SHR. But I don't at the same time. I don't want to stay in the realm of people we've been taking because it's easy to just say, give me Blaney for a top five at plus 200. But I'm going to say, Blaney's minus whatever.
I was saying, Blaney was plus 200 for a top five. I'd walk that in right now.
Yeah, it's top three I read. I'm going to say, give me the guy who left here two falls ago with his entire team pissed off at him. Every teammate on the track wanted to kill him.
Sheldon Creed.
Tiberius Gibbs for a top five at plus 160. And I'm going away from the metric tonight, which is weird. The metric's been good at getting top tens and fives the last couple weeks. But I don't know. It feels like a bounce back week for Ty. He was kind of a non-factor at Richmond, but Martinsville seems to speak to him. He's definitely not afraid to push anybody, teammate, non-teammate, out of the way. Yeah, I'll roll with Ty on this one.
I just lost the odds on mine. I'm going to take Tyler Reddick at plus 350 for a top five.
I don't hate it.
Looking for some value here. Looking to get some big pluses on my picks.
I don't remember. What the fuck was I looking at? I was looking at something where Tyler Reddick kind of popped out as being pretty impressive. Oh, I mean, it was. I guess it was probably a little bit of the notes, but yeah, third in stage one, fourth in stage two last year. So yeah, it seems like Tyler Reddick's pretty good. So I was looking at, like I mentioned a lot, actually, iFantasy Race over on Twitter posts a lot of the best overall speed throughout the events and does a lot of it based on just the next gen cars. So the next gen at Martinsville, Ryan Blaney has the best speed, average speed rating throughout the race. I know that it's obviously beginning of the run, middle of the race, closing speed, stuff like that. But basically for the entire event, average speed rating average speed rating five. Over Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Ryan Preece, Brad Keselowski, and William Byron. A couple guys that do stand out a lot. Denny Hamlin has had the best average speed rating with a one in both 2022 for the second race and 2023 for the first race. And in the fall last year, he had an average speed rate, or the second average speed rating. So Denny Hamlin has just jumped off the charts the last three races, which makes it even better that none of us took him. But for a back-to-back, it seems tough. To go add a little bit more onto the Chase Briscoe pick, Chase Briscoe had the fourth best speed in the first race last year, 2023, and he had the third best speed in the second race. So, yeah, Chase Briscoe, I think if there's ever a place that he's going to get a top five, this seems like the place. Just to add a little bit more to that, Chase Elliott in the second race last year had an 8. Nothing crazy, but the first two races in the next-gen car, he had a 3. So Chase Elliott should be knocking on the door of having a pretty solid run this coming weekend. Just to throw my last pick in there for a top 10, even money, nothing crazy. I was leaning Josh Berry for a while, but the way Alex Bowman's been performing, going with Alex Bowman, both plus 100 over on DraftKings. And I feel like he is the safer of the two bets. I will say I don't hate Josh Berry for top 10, maybe top 5. But yeah, give me Alex Bowman. I think that he might even be knocking on the door of a top 5.
I'm swinging for the fences. I just found the bet of the century. Collard racing for top 10s. Parlay them together plus 260,000. No, I'm not doing that shit. Trophy hunting your way to the fucking back.
I was about to say, I mean, Christ. We might have to end the show for good.
I do have a swing that I like.
If you took Josh Williams in anything in this race.
It's sad that they're both behind Harrison Burton for a top 10. And the Rick Ware cars. But anyway. I don't hate John Hunter Nemechek for a top 10 here. Plus 700. He could finish like 9th or 10th. I don't think he'd be a factor. Maybe like student at the end. You know, Plants gets him through a few wrecks and he's just there. I'm gonna repeat last week. He was so close. He's a pal. It goes only, you know, seems to only go one way, but give me Noah for a top 10 at plus 140. 12th last week. He's knocking at that door. He's had top 10s this season. And I have a 4 on the slip.
You know, I like it. And Brad was already talking about my pick earlier. I'm doing a different type of ladder than they have. I have him for a top 3. I'm taking him for a top 10. Josh Berry, plus 100, even money. If he finishes in the top 10 and doesn't finish in the top 3, it wipes out my bets. Still even, breaking even. It's what it's all about.
I like it. Seems like a safe play. You got to take a little bit of a swing, but got to cover the swing always.
Can't wait for Keselowski to fuck it up.
Yeah, probably. So I got Ryan Blaney to win, plus 750 on ESPN bet. Chase Elliott top 3, plus 450 on Caesars. Chase Briscoe top 5, plus 275 on DraftKings. And Alex Bowman top 10, plus 100 on DraftKings as well.
I've got Byron at plus 1,200 for the win. I think that's DraftKings. Larson for a top 3 at plus 250. Gibbs for a top 5 at plus 160. And Bradson for a top 10 at plus 140 to round it out.
And I have Larson to win at plus 750. Josh Berry for a top 3 at plus 800. And for a top 10 at plus 100. And Tyler Reddick for a top 5 at plus 350.
Here's to hoping we don't have Brad Truex on Monday.
Yeah, and here's to hoping that the Scott Fowler lock of the week of Corey Heim to win the truck race plus 450 hits, because we will all be in much better shape if that does. Thank you to Scott. Thank you to Mike Holmes, Excavating, whichever one that says on the logo there. I'm just looking at the old bet slip here. I feel pretty good. Well, no, this is what I should say. I feel like every week I feel pretty good. This week, I don't feel that great. But I think that that's a good thing, you know? Like, the gambling gods can't fuck me 2 weeks in a row that bad, right?
Just play some bets on the Orioles this weekend.
I feel pretty good until we get to the Cup Series. Like, trucks I feel really good about with Heim. Xfinity, I feel really good on our picks. It's just the Cup Series can swing so many different ways.
Yeah, The like Heim definitely in Heim and Majeski alone. If just Ty Majeski gets a top three, I mean, it almost wipes my entire truck slate back to even. We'd be down a couple bucks, but then Cole Custer top three would make the Xfinity series even. I think that the odds in the Xfinity series are pretty good. I mean, Eric Almirola just showed out last weekend in Richmond. Probably should have won the race, like I mentioned. And, you know, Martinsville seems to be one of his better tracks. Then Austin Hill for a top five seems like a little bit of a swing, according to the books. But I feel pretty safe about that one. I mean, Austin Hill and Chandler Smith have been running the show the entire year so far in the series. But, yeah, like you mentioned, I mean, the Cup Series, they're just always so much more uncertainty. And I guess we'll have to see. But, yeah, Corey Heim, group ride. Doing that one again for the Scott Fowler Lock of the Week, and yeah, we'll see how that plays out. But I think that was the playbook. That was probably the longest show that we've done, at least this whole year. Got all three divisions in, and I had to bitch about Caesar's Sportsbook a little bit. So thank you all for listening. And Reagan, where have you been seeing the people, and where are we all going to see the people on Monday?
I've been seeing them at the cash counter. Hopefully, we will see everybody else there too.